Developers will be hosting events in coffee houses or their offices or wherever else they'd like to host them, and getting together and working on open government projects, whatever they may be. And we've got some ideas listed on the sunlightlabs.com website. We've grown into a community of about 1,000 developers now since the beginning of the year, and we thought it was appropriate to create some space for these developers to get together and meet each other and work together. So we've created the Great American Hackathon.
And how does this work to create more open government? Help walk me through that.
Well, when you create community, when you create people knowing each other, then I think they're more likely to come up with better ideas and work sort of smarter and more collaboratively on these projects. So as people begin to meet each other, it's all the more better, I think, for society. So, you know, when we did the Apps for Americas earlier this year, these contests that we ran to get developers to come up with the best applications, we ended up now with, we have 100 different open source, open government projects, ranging from flyontime.us, which is a place where you can check out how likely your flights are to be on time.
Which I use a lot, frankly.
Right. To flyontime.us, which, or, I'm sorry, that was the first one. Oops, you can edit that out.
Yep.
To the FBI most wanted concentration game, to filibustered, which helps people track who's filibustering the Senate the most. Now's the time to actually get people together and take a look at some of these ideas, maybe improve them or come up with some new ones. I think it's going to be a great time.
And this actually occurs, the prescribed date is December 12th and 13th, right?
That's right.
But ostensibly, people can, if they're busy that weekend and they want to do it a weekend before, a weekend after, the idea here is really to bring people together to focus on ways of opening government.
That's right. I mean, the idea came from looking at the Obama and McCain campaigns and how they sort of had these networks of house parties, right? From people sitting in their living rooms, either watching, you know, their campaign videos or talking about how they were going to help get their candidate elected. So what is that like in the developer world? Well, it's probably getting together and writing some code.
And you have a couple of partners in this, Mozilla, Google, Red Hat, and Fedora are helping you. What are they doing to contribute to this effort?
Well, what they're doing is reaching out to their developers and their communities and asking them to participate in the process.
And how many people, I mean, do you have to register to do this?
So what you do is you go to sunlightlabs.com and you click on, you know, the hackathon link that's at the very top of the page. And there's some instructions on how to host your own hackathon. So you can say, I want to hold a hackathon in my office. And you host a hackathon there or wherever you'd like to hold one. And then there's a little organizing guide that tells you how to approach your friends and talk to them if you want to talk to your friends about it and how to hold a successful event. But largely, it's up to the people who are organizing the events to make this event something amazing. And we've put a lot of trust in developers throughout the year in creating amazing things. Turns out they have, so we're going to keep it up.
This isn't the first time you've done this, is it?
This is the first time I think developers have been organized on a national scale like this. So we'll see what happens.
Well, then let me ask the question a different way. How has this grown since the original inkling of the hackathon started to come out?
Oh, right. So we've had hackathons across the country at different conferences. Like we had one at the Python convention, and we had one at Web 2.0 Expo. But now what we're trying to do is take ourselves out of the shoes of being the sole organizers and train developers to organize across the country as well, so that we can have many hackathons happening at the same time.
And is this mostly for people who are actual programmers, coders, the real geeks, or is this for people who are just sort of tangential, people like me who have ideas but may not necessarily know how to carry it out?
So I would say our primary target is developers. But Chris, if you want to hold a hackathon, then you should go to sunlightlabs.com, hold one at the WFED Studios, and invite some developers over to help you out.
And so it could be that area where I have an idea and somebody may say, hey, here's how we can carry that out.
That's right. And you can go and add your ideas on sunlightlabs.com as well. You can just click on ideas up at the top of the page and fill it full of ideas, and developers in there will be looking at them and seeing if they can make a difference with
it. And there are a number of these already, which are posted on the website already, one in New York, one in Minnesota, one in Philadelphia. Will there be some sharing, I mean, that day, either on Twitter or some form, where people will be sharing information on various ideas they have, so maybe somebody at another location might be able to sort of chime in and have some thoughts on how, you know, somebody has a thought in Minneapolis, somebody in New York may be able to contribute in some way.
Yep. We'll be running a mini war room here, helping support the different events across the country. We'll have a chat room set up where our developers will be working with people across the country and helping them out. We suspect that there will be a lot of cross-collaboration either via our website or on Twitter or on Flickr or the IRC chat room and stuff like that.
And is the data.gov data set, is that largely what people are going to be using and going from there?
That's largely up to the developers that have the projects. Here at Sunlight Labs, we'll probably be hosting an event about our API, the National Data Catalog, which I've talked about earlier on the show, and you know, some of our projects that we work on, and maybe we'll do some sessions on how to get data out of data.gov. But largely the developers that are organizing the events across the country will be focusing on the data sets that they want to open.
I want to clarify a point here, just because I'm sort of new to all of this and I'm trying to learn as I go. And
you're not that new.
All right, easy. So, but the open government aspect of this, when you hear hackathon, you think of hackers, you think of people doing invasive things into areas where they shouldn't be. What you're talking about is taking data that already exists finding ways to put it in digestible form for the average citizen to be able to use as they need it, not going somewhere and taking information, but taking information that's already out there and putting it in a usable form.
Yeah, we're definitely not into any illegal activities or, you know, hacking the IRS database or anything like that. We're using hacking in the more positive term of trying to come up with more effective ways to use data.
If this works well, is this something that you do again?
Yeah, I'm reserving the right to say that that we may never do it again,
right,
if it is an abysmal failure. But I think all indicators are pointing to that it will be fairly successful, and we may do it again, and we may have a hackathon 10 as well.